The federal government's decision to bring in a disaster support payment for people who lose wages because of COVID-19 restrictions has been welcomed by industry bodies, but some groups are worried about those who aren't eligible. Tourism workers in regional Victoria are one example. And if someone already getting a welfare payment can't get to their casual job because of Melbourne's strict stay-at-home orders, they can't get the payment either. David Sparks has more.
$500 a week might help cover some of the bills during a COVID lockdown, but not everyone's getting a handout. For example, tourism workers in regional Victoria whose shifts are cancelled because customers in Melbourne remain locked down.
Our largest concern with this package is that it does not address the fundamental principle that the largest number of people that visit regional Victoria are from Melbourne.
Dean Long from the Accommodation Association welcomes the payment scheme overall, but some of the gaps have him worried.
By only supporting those businesses that are in Greater Melbourne and those employees, it means that those employees that are directly affected by the lockdown in Greater Melbourne, in regional Victoria, won't have any support during really tough trading conditions, as tough as they were last year.
So what do you think is the solution? Do you think it lies with that scheme, just broadening the criteria, or are you calling for a completely separate scheme?
I'm very comfortable in using the existing scheme, and we think that's appropriate given the fact that this will be an ongoing arrangement. But what we need to have the government look at is have a lateral review of this program and make sure those areas that are impacted by these lockdowns are also directly supported. And in this instance, it would make sense that hospitality and accommodation businesses in regional Victoria are also covered, not just those in the hotspot.
For those who are in a declared hotspot, in this case Melbourne, people who were working more than 20 hours before the lockdown will receive $500 a week. People who were working fewer than 20 hours will get $325. Remember, the scheme only kicks in if a lockdown lasts longer than a week. Another criticism is that it's not available to anyone already receiving some kind of income support or pandemic payment. That means if you're on a Centrelink payment, like JobSeeker, and working casual shifts, and the lockdown means you can't do your job, you won't be compensated. Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Services says that creates problems within the scheme.
There are some big gaps in it, and we're urging the government to fix those. Particularly, we're worried about people who are already, for example, receiving JobSeeker or youth allowance, but have lost casual paid work, which is, of course, really crucial in terms of covering their existing costs. I mean, JobSeeker is not enough. It's $44 a day. And we know, for example, about one in three women who are relying on JobSeeker are also receiving some kind of paid work, and about one in five men.
Another criteria is that to be eligible for the weekly payment, a person must have less than $10,000 in liquid assets, which generally means cash in the bank. Cassandra Goldie says one problem with that is that it adds more work when processing the payments, which slows down the speed with which they can be sent out. It's the question every government grapples with when designing any support payment: where to draw the line. Dr. Leonora Reese is an economist at RMIT University.
I think providing compensation for people during restrictions, during lockdown, is certainly warranted because these restrictions are preventing people from earning an income, and they're being sprung on people at very short notice. So there's very little opportunity to look for alternative income during this period. And if we weren't spending this money in this way through these compensation payments, realistically, we'd probably be spending this money on unemployment benefits instead, and we'd be seeing even greater pressure on mental health services.
Dr. Leonora Reese from RMIT University, David Sparks reporting.